The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's been an honor for all of us to be able to benefit from the teachings of Sayyida Fatima and her household to talk about raising Fatimiyun. Now, before I begin my portion, I do want to thank and appreciate, and I think all of us, inshallah, to appreciate all of those who've contributed. In particular, I'd like to mention those or that we remember and pray for those who recited Latmiya and those who recited poetry for us. Brothers and sisters, there's a secret and there's a reason why there's pushback. Your victory and your protection is in your youth connecting the dots. Not shying away from the truth. Sayyida Fatima, that qiyam that she did was to get us to stand up for the truth. Not just to have it in our hearts, but to connect the dots. If it's only one person, if it's only Sayyida Zahra, then they can kick in the door. When it's us as a community, when this is how we think as a people, that's when we're a step closer to the victory. So there's a reason why some would not want us to mention our shuhada, to not think or talk or expound on the concept of martyrdom, not for that to be a goal in raising our children. Because that's your victory. That's your protection. So when I would hear the Latmiya being recited and the dots being connected, instead of this being a Fatimiyya, where literally we come in and from day one till the end, we make no connection with the dunya, with the zalimeen, with the modern day oppressors of Sayyida Fatima. For me, that's a shame. The opposite is what everybody should be doing. The question should be on others. How come you can mention Sayyida Zahra and talk about shahada of her and martyrdom and sacrificing yourself and then have the audacity not to mention the wali of the time, not to mention the shimmer of the time, to make it a story and a fable and feel good and go home? That's the mistake. So for me, when I hear the poetry of our sister, the Latmiya that's being recited, that for me, I know that's a victory. Now it's in the hearts, minds, thoughts, and words of the believers. So inshallah, Allah reward all of those who are involved in this in any capacity and raise them with our mother, Sayyida Fatima, salamullahi alayha. What Allah has given us right now is the tawfiq to spend several nights talking about just one of the techniques of our mother. Remember, our mother is someone who Angel Jibra'il from heaven, according to some of our hadith, the highest of the malaika is Jibra'il. Her spiritual station was so high that Jibra'il came to her door to console her, to talk to her. Jibra'il. If she were a man, not would she be one of the prophets, one of the ulul azm prophets. That means that our mother, who could have been leading the ummah from the outward stage, this person turned her focus to raising children, being a wife. That's the station of motherhood. The result of that, are those champions. The result of this, and inshallah, we're going to be using some lessons from the students, the direct students of Sayyidah Fatima. So inshallah, we benefit. We can prepare ourselves and our children to be, inshallah, those elite soldiers of the Imam of the time. Now, brothers and sisters, very briefly, we would like to go to Sayyidah Fatima. And we hope that may Allah raise all of us to be Fatimi. If we could be Fatimi, if we could defend the wali of the time, if we could connect the dots and not be afraid. That's what Fatima was. Night after night, our mother would go door to door. All of that honor that she had gained in the time of Rasulullah, she's putting it out there to people who don't respect her. She told them, she said, help me, assist Allah's religion. She went to Ma'ath. She told Ma'ath, she said, help Allah's deen. I'm the daughter of your prophet. Ma'ath said, is there anybody else? She said, nobody else came. He said, well, then there's no benefit in me coming either. Sayyidah Zahra, her words are, the Imam doesn't come to you. You go to the Imam. You have to be ready to sacrifice yourself. You find out who the Wali of the time is, and then you approach that Wali of the time. You defend them. The last step that she was able to do in order to make this happen was her hidden grave. She told Ali, she said that I want you to give me a kafan at night. Put hunut on me at night. Bury me at night. Don't allow any of those dhalameen to be present. And Ali did just that. And Ali buried her in that hidden grave. The enemy had seen Ali be so patient up until now. When they found out, because people made an uproar, the only daughter of the Prophet died. We weren't there in the funeral. We have to be present. They thought now they could impose this on Ali as well. And they came to dig up the grave of Fatima. When they came to dig up the grave of Fatima, Ali heard. And Ali came and he was wearing that yellow cloak that he would wear in the time of great difficulty. And he was carrying the sword, Dhulfiqar. And he told them, he said that up until now, I've been patient. Wa amma qabru Fatima. If you dig up that grave, then I will quench the ground with your blood. You see, those were the signs. They knew what would happen if the wali of the time was abandoned. They knew how Karbala would turn out. What happens when you abandon the wali? Hussein was alone on the day of Karbala. All of his companions had died. Our Imam went out to face that army of 30,000 people, and we remembered there was one last thing he had to do. So our Imam went back to the tents, and he said, give me my small child. He took the small baby, he kissed the baby, and then he brought the baby out there. He said, O people, in lam tarhamuni, if you're not going to have any mercy on me, farhamu hadha tifl, have mercy on this baby. The enemy shot an arrow and slit the baby's throat from one side to the other. Hussein caught that blood that was spurting up and just threw it up into the heavens. He said, Allah, this is easy because you're watching.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.